Okay, we're up to Kufiyut Amud Beis, the top. The Marova Lo Kabdi Azuge. In Eretz Yisrael, they weren't makbid on zugos, and they point out that that's only the chidah. That was only later doros. The earlier doros were makbid on zugos in Eretz Yisrael also. Rav Dimi Minardo Kopit Afilo Aroshma De Chadisa. The Rashbam. Is this backwards or? Yeah, no, it's right. Okay, Kopit Aroshma De Chadisa Kishemochim Yayin Chokin Pegimos Bechavis Lemisper Ha'efos. They used to put measures on the outside of the barrel to tell you how many measures were in that barrel. Put lines. The Kopit Alayu Shal Yetzu Bezugos. He was makbid that the lines shouldn't come out in an even number. Havi'uvdu Poka Chadisa. And there was a maisa where he didn't work out, and there was an even amount of lines, and the barrel broke. Klola de Milsa, the rule by Zugos is called the Kopit Kapti Bade. The more you're makbid about them, the more the shade them are makbid on you. And again, the Sforim say what it means is that you are makbid on them, and meaning you believe that the shadim can hurt you, and you do the zugos anyway. So then the shadim get really upset. It's like a chutzpah. You know, you believe in us and you don't care. It's like, you know, lahachis. Then they get upset. But if you're not makbid bichlal, then they don't bother with you. With the low kapit, low kapti bade. Umiyu lemeches miboy. Some don't have this gear, so lemeches miboy. The Rashbam does have it, and he says the following: Kol b'kapit yosur midai kapti b'hadei. The more, if you makbid too much on zugos, then it affects you more. Kapti b'hadei ashedim laziko. With lo kapit kol kach lo kapti b'hadei laziko. And the ones who aren't so makbid, the shedim leave you alone too. Now, you don't start up with them like a dog. You don't start up with it; it won't start up with you. Umiyel meichash miboy afilu l'man de lo kapit. However, you still have to be choshish for it, even if you're not makbid on it. Why the lokaptin bade, the itema the lokapti bade klal. If you don't care about it, then you don't have to worry about it at all. Imkein zugos lama nisku b'gemara. Why did the Gemara say it? Why didn't the Gemara just say, don't be makbid on zugos? And then forget about the whole thing. The whole thing becomes irrelevant. Elamai, I feel if you're not makbid, you still have to be choshish. There's still something to it. Right? That's all it should have said. Instead of going through all these things of zugos, it could have made it totally irrelevant. Others say, no, the maisa, there are people who are going to be kafid, so he wants to tell you what not to be makbid on. And some aren't even goris, that thing, that sorich lemechash miboy. And taka, if you're not makbid at all, there's no inyan bichlal of zugos. And that's usually the klal. These kinds of things, not only zugos, ayin hara, these kind of things, the more you're makbid, the more you are a receiving station for these kinds of things. The less you're makbid, the less they affect you. Kiyosar avdimi omar shtei beitzim ushtei agozim shtei kishuyim v'dover acher aloch lemosh misinai. That zugos, when it comes to eggs, nuts, cucumbers, and something else, is halach l'mosh misinai umistapkalu rabbanan my nihu davar acher, and the rabbanan weren't sure what that something else was, and the gozer rabbanan bekulo zuge mishim davar acher. All other zugos are a problem because maybe they're that other thing. And when it says halach l'mosh misinai, some say mamash it means halach l'mosh misinai, that there is such a thing. And however, halach l'mosh misinai was said also on a tznai. If you're makbid, you're makbid. If you're not makbid, you're not makbid. It's not there. Then it's not makbid on you. And others say halacha l'moshe misinai means it's a clear halacha. Some things when it says halacha l'moshe misinai doesn't necessarily mean it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. Like halacha l'moshe misinai, Esav Soni Es Yaakov, many hold doesn't mean it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. It means it's something clear, and it's as if it would be a halacha l'moshe misinai. V'hod amorin asora timnya shisa arba einba mishim zugei lo amorin elalini mazikin. That which we said before, that the sheet is that 4, 6, 8, 10, there's no zugos, that's only legabe mazikin, shedim. Avalin kshofim afilu tuva no michashinim. But the fact that a person's vulnerable to kshofim, if there's a chshash of kshofim, right, the person's more vulnerable even in those numbers. Ki hoda hu gavra de garsha ledvisu. A man divorced his wife, also in Sevil Chanua, She went and she got married to a storekeeper. Kol yomei havi ozul v'shosi chamra, havi ko'av d'leik shotim. Every day he used to come and drink wine, and she would make shotim v'loko mahanyula. She couldn't make the shotim against him. I think the ex-husband used to come into the store and drink wine. Mishum d'havi mizdar b'nafshi b'zuga. He's very careful not to drink zugos. Yom echad ishti tuva v'lo havi yoda kamashosi ad shisser havi tzayil v'izdor b'nafshi mikan v'elech lo havi tzayil v'lo izdor b'nafshi. So one day he came, he drank a lot, and he lost count. Till 16 he kept the count not to do it in pairs. But from after 16 he lost count, and he, what's it called, he ended up with a pair, with drinking pairs. Ki havi ozul gas be'ahutaya. So when he, what's it called, when he left the store, the tavern, so an Arab, what's it called, encountered him, right? Omer le gabra ktilahu de ozul hacha. And the Arab looked at him and he said, this guy is a dead man. Right? He could see on him that something was going to happen to him because of the zugos. Ozul chav kele dikla. So he went and he, embraced a tree. He held on to the tree for dear life. Sobach dikla upaka. And the tree dried out and broke because he had such bad mazel with him. Rashbam. See? V'dover acher, adayin yesh pri echot shemakpidim bezugosov, halach lamosh v'senei demaski. There is some other thing, some other pri, that's included with these things, eggs and nuts and whatever, and we don't know what it is. V'hodam omras le'el asora ein b'mishim zugos, hani mila hechad delekad noshim kashvanios. Okay, and we said that, before, there was 10, what's it called, there's also no zugos, that's only l'gabi mazikin, not l'gabi kishuv. Gospe pogabo. He could see from the way he looked, this Arab had a sense to see what a person was in danger. He went and supported himself, he grabbed onto the tree. Because of the kshofen that the woman did on him, and she was able to do it because he finished drinking in zugos. So he had a really bad mazel, and it infected the tree. Okay. Omer avavira, karos v'kikros ein bo hamishim zugos. Bread and plates are nothing to do with zugos. Why? Klala de milsa kol shen gomro be, they are the main by mishim zugos. Something that's finished by people, not in its natural state, there's no zugos. Gomro bide shamayim b'mile mine demechel chayshinim. But things that are finished by heaven, in other words, they're in their natural state, there is zugos. Rashbam. Karos imachol shtei karos tavshel. If you ate two dishes of food, and the thing that makes them the same is that they're in the same, what's it called, in pairs of dishes, that doesn't make them zugos. Chazonish says there's two kinds of zugos. There's zugos because you did the same thing, or because things are the same. Anything that's finished by people can't never be the exact same thing. So therefore they're different. So two plates don't make it zugos. Mashein kein, wine. Wine, lechor, is also finished by people. So some say no. Wine, since it's ready to be eaten in the grape state, is not called finished by people. It's just now, you took it one step further than what it was finished by Shammai. And others say no. By wine, the idea is you're drinking twice. Drinking wine twice. It's not that the wine is double, it's that the drinking is double. The drinking is the same. But Mashain Kain, where you're eating two dishes, right? So the dishes are the things that make it pairs. They're the dishes are different since they were finished by people. Because when it said Allah Moshe Sinai, the dover acher was similar to eggs and nuts, something that was gomru bidei shamayim. Gomru bidei shamayim havi peirus v'chol d'domilei, something that grew natural state. Okay. Chanus ein bohem mishum zugos. Rashbam chanus ein bohem mishum zugos. Im ashasa b'shtei chanuyos. Lo amrina kishnei kosos dami. If you drank wine in two different stores, right, that's not considered like pairs. That's what's a little bit difficult, because we said before that even if you walk outside, it breaks the thing. But here it could be you didn't walk outside. You have two stores in the same place, under the same roof. But if you drank in two different rooms and there are two different stores, it also is matzik. Lashon acher v'ikur chanus hashosa bo zugos lo kapti mazikin ole. Another pshat is, even if you drink zugos in a chanus, it's not a makom kavua. If you go to the store and while you're shopping, you drink two zugos, the shadim aren't makbid. They're only makbid where you do it in a place that's kavua. The lav kviyusahi. Dahu uvdid l'el, dahu gava, the shasa b'chanus, kshofim shani, shasa grushasa. There it wasn't the zugos that damaged him, it was the fact that he was vulnerable to the kishuv. Nimlach ein boi mishum zugos. Okay, if you change your mind, you're going to drink one, then you change your mind to drink another one, it's not mitzarif. Oreach ein bo mishum zugos. A guest, since he's not kavua, there's no chash of zugos by a guest. Isha ein bo mishum zugos. A woman doesn't have to worry about zugos. Isha chashuva chashina. But if she's an isha chashuva, then she does have to worry, because men, then the mazikim do start up with her. Rashbam oreach ein bo mishum zugos. The ein yodea im yashku od. An oreach doesn't know if they're going to give him more. So each cup is a separate thing by itself. Hilkach ochal kasa havi lekinimlach. Isha she'ina chashuva kol reyach damya. De'ina kavua lishtos. She's also not kavua. She, every time she decides if she's going to drink another one or not, she's not kovea herself to drink a certain amount of kosos. Omer avchinina bereid of Yeshua ispargus mitzarif letova ve mitzarif lerav. You drink one of the kosos of ispargus, Rashbam, Beloshen Parsi, Koran, the kruv ispargus. Ispargus is cabbage. The zeu sheshaninu hanodr min akruv osar bispargus. And it's a drink they made from cabbage juice. Okay, like borscht. Borscht. Umashkin hu shosim ikruv umiyayin. They used to make it with wine and cabbage juice together. V'regilin hoi lishtosu b'chol boker l'rfua kodam achila. It was a medicinal kind of drink that they drank every morning. The hilkach mitzarif l'tova v'lo l'ra. Since it's medicinal, it's mitzarif l'tova. In other words, if you drank two kosos and drank a kos of asparagus, it's mitzarif to break up the zugos. But if you drank one kos and then drank a kos of asparagus, it's not mitzarif to make two. The midi refuahu. Since it's medicinal, it's not something that can be mitzarif to bad. Amar Avina Mishmei the Rava Zuge Lechumra VaAmri La Zuge Lekula. Okay, the way the Rashbam learns is Zuge Lechumra Letova. First of all, Im Shasa Shnayim VeShasa Zeshlishi Mitzarif Lafukei Mizugos. So the Rava Im Shasa Echa the Zesheni Lo Yitzarif LaRishon Zuge Lechumra Neni Odei Im Shasa Zugos Imla. What do you do if you're not sure if you drank a pair of things or not? So the one that says Lechumra says, right, yishta, drink another one, just in case. Right, in other words, assume that you drank zugos and drink another one. The imshasa zugos hoil the daito litzarfim mitzarfim letova. So if you did drink zugos, since your kavana is, if I drank zugos, this should break it, it breaks it. The imloshasa zugos and imlach venim mitzarf lara. And you should have kavana that if I didn't drink zugos and this is mitzarf, I don't want this one to be mitzarf. So drink another one just in case, lechumra. V'amri lo zuge l'kula shalo yishta. Don't drink another one and be somich on the fact that probably it wasn't zugos. Even the shosi gole adayit the kopit azugos. Because if you do drink another one, you show your makbid. It bothers you. If you don't drink, you say, ah, it don't bother me anyway. I'm a mele. It won't hurt you. V'imi mi akra le bezugos have koi v'hash the shosi mitzdar filu bade adobi. Hilkach lo yishta. Da filu I bezugos have koi. Even if you did drink zugos by mistake, Dilma kivan lo kapit lo kapti badei. Since you're gonna ignore it, it's not gonna bother you. Okay, so that's the machlokas. You do the chumra and drink another one, and that'll help me manavshach, because either it'll be mitzarif to take away the zugos, or it won't be mitzarif to make zugos, or better not to drink another one and show you're not makpid, and then no matter what, it'll be okay. Omer Rav Yosef, trade the chamra v'chad the shichra lo mitzarif. If you drank two cups of wine and a third one of beer, which is not as important as wine, it's not mitzvah to break the zugos. A lesser thing can't break a zugos of a more chomer thing. So two cups of wine can't be broken by a third of beer. Trade the shichra v'chad decharma, or the opposite way. If you had two beers, and now you want to break that zugos with wine, that you can do. The simonich, what's similar to that? So the Rashbam will explain, if you have different sizes of cloth, of different things that are makabel tuma, some makabel tuma with a smaller shear and some with a bigger shear. So if the thing that's makabel tuma with a smaller shear is bottled to the thing that's makabel tuma only with a bigger shear, then it becomes tameh. But if the opposite way around, it doesn't become tameh. So a more chomer thing can be mitztarif to a less chomer thing, but a less chomer thing not mitztarif to a more chomer thing. See, the Rashbam explains it. Kol ha-mechuber lo gabi tu makoi desnan mepetz chamish al-chamish. A mat that's a mefetz is only mekabel tumah if it's 5 etzbos by 5 etzbos. Machatzeles shisha al-shisha. A machatzeles is only mekabel tumah if it's 6 by 6. So it's more less chomer. It's only mekabel tumah with a bigger shear. V'achi chomer im yesh machatzeles chamisha. You have a machatzeles that's only 5, so it wouldn't be mekabel tumah by itself, right? The eino mekabel tumah. The tefach mi mepetz mechuber la. And you add a tefach from a mepetz, which would be mekabel tumah even smaller shear. It's more chomer. Hoil the chomer mimenu, since the mepetz is more chomer than the machatzeles, it's mitztarif, and now you have a machatzeles that's 6 by 6. Right? So you have a little bit of the mepetz that's mitztarif to the machatzeles to make it the shear. Mitztarif lo mekabel tumah. Aval yesh mepetz arba. You have a mepetz that's only 4. If it would be 5, it would be mekabel tumah. It's more chomer. And now you put on it a machatzeles, which is only mekabel tumah with 6. Right? The tefach machatzelis mechuber lo, right? Then it's not mekabel tumah. Ho v'kal mimenu ein mitztarif lo. Hachinami hoil v'shosi trei shichra v'hoder shosi chad chamra mitztarif. If the more chomer comes to be mitztarif with the less chomer, it's mitztarif. But the less chomer is not mitztarif with the more chomer. Hoil v'choshev yosef. Okay. The beer is not mitztarif to the wine, but the wine is mitztarif to the beer. Omer of Nachman, Omer Rav. Trei kama taka. If you drank 2 cups of wine before the meal, before they brought the table. In other words, with their kinds of meals, where you drank before they brought the table, and now one during the meal when they brought the table. V'chara taka, mitztarti, the mitztarit. Chad mikme taka, the trei ataka. But if you drank 1 before the meal and 2 in the meal, it's not mitztarit. No mitztartina. Rashbam, Rav Nachman, trei mikme taka v'chad ataka mitztarfi, chad mikme taka trei ataka lo mitztarfi. Hoel v'shosi ataka zugos. Since you drank during the meal a pair, lo mahani leitzlatziruf. What you drank before the meal isn't going to break that. You drank 2 things in the meal itself. The one before the meal is not mitztarif. It's like a lo, it's not as chomer as what you drank during the meal. Okay, mashen came the opposite way. It is mitztarif. Maskif lover of Masharsha Atu Anan Litzkune Taka Koboinan? Litzkune Gavra Boinan. It has nothing to do with the table, it has to do with the person. The person drank Zugos and he drank another one to Vaisa Namitsarif. What difference does it make if the table's there or not? Right? The Gavra Komishamishka, the person himself drank another kos. So what difference does it make if he did it during the meal, before the meal, Lamaisa, in one sitting, he drank 3 kosos. So why doesn't it help? Samara says if you drank 2 during the meal and 1 after the meal, it's not mitztarif, because since the meal's finished, it's a separate thing completely. But what you do before the meal and the meal are mitztarif together. Kiahi maisa the Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Maisa, the Gemara alludes to a maisa that happened to Rabbi Nachmeni, who taka was damaged because he drank zugos in the meal itself, and what he drank at the end of the meal was not mitztarif. The Rav, the kulei alma, afilu the Rav misharshe, trei ataka v'chad boser taka lo mitztarfi. If you drank two during the meal and one after the meal, it's not mitzvah. Mishum ma'isa de Rabbi Bar Nachmani. That's richu taka la dure kame bebav mitzia basokres apolim. Over there, Rabbi Bar Nachmani, what's it called, drank zugos, and they brought the table back to break the zugos. So you see that if he had drunk it stam after the meal when the table was gone, it wouldn't have broken the zugos. The ichad boser taka mitzvah. If they trade the taka, the shkinu koshlishi boser taka below laduri taka. Why'd they have to bring the table back? That's for sure that a cup after the meal's finished, and you took away the table, is not mitzvah to what you drank during the meal. But what you drank before the meal is mitzvah to what you drink during the meal. Okay. Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, kol hamazug mitzvah chutz min hamayim. Anything that you dilute, right, is mitzvah, except for water. Chutz mimayim, mezugim, chutz mimayim, chutz mikrire. No, we didn't get it yet. No, but that's the next piece. Okay. Rav Yochanan, Omer afilu mayim. Even mayim is what's it called. Even what's it called, water that you dilute something with, is mitzvah to break the zukos.